There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We are coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS right now to switch, and you could save an average of $470 on your car insurance. That's huge. It's a lot of money for a quick phone call, don't you think? The average nationwide annual savings, according to survey data from July to December of 2020, was $470.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
You can also follow Rob and me on social media. Rob is at Rob Parker FS1 on both Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Chris underscore Broussard on Twitter. Chris Broussard 68 on the gram. Rob, we're going to get into this later. Brooklyn's playing right now. Man, they are. James Harden, they were fun to watch before. But, man, they got some firepower, and you saw it on display.
I texted you the other night, didn't I?
Yep.
Dude, all these people who think that, oh, I don't know how this is going to work, I think you're crazy.
I do think there's question marks with Kyrie.
No, but not like, ability. Like if
no,
it, I'm
no,
saying
no,
Chris,
not ability at all.
If they all agree and figure this out, is what I'm saying. They'll be tough to beat. That's what
absolutely.
If there's outside stuff, I'm talking about basketball ability. When you have three guys of that caliber, oh, dude.
Yeah, they're all three special. We'll get into that later for sure because there's a lot to talk about there. But, yeah, they're mad talented. All right, we haven't talked. I mean, we led with Tom Brady, Drew Brees. Aaron Rodgers, Rob, they look, we were texting about this during the game and or after the game. I was shocked at how – they just dismantled the Rams defense. I mean, that was the number one defense in the league, and they just dismantled it. And I actually thought, and I texted this to you, not that the Rams offense was great. It obviously wasn't, but it looked better than the defense did.
No, I was surprised. We talked about it on Friday, about Jared Goff playing for his career, Chris, and he played pretty well. I mean, he did. And they needed that to stay in the game.
His job, probably, yeah.
He really did, right? In order to just hold on to it.
He made some nice throws, especially early on, yeah.
But the Packers offense, I mean, we're starting to see stuff that as great as Aaron has been over the years, he's never, Chris, the running game, 189 yards, the most Rodgers has ever had in a playoff game. Packers scored on the first three drives against the Rams, right? And 484 yards, that's the second most in their playoff history, and the most by any team in the playoffs against the number one seed since 1970. I mean, these were historic numbers.
Let me ask you this: do you think Rodgers proved anything?
The only thing I think is sometimes if you want to like question who he was playing, I think that was a perfect example of saying. They had the best defense in the league, and I get it. Aaron Donald was banged up. He missed 35% of the plays. But, Chris, they kept the pot. Don't forget, the Packers were without their left tackle, who's an all-pro, right? So I'm, like when people say, well, they didn't have Aaron Donald. Okay, that's fine. They were without their left tackle, which normally, Chris, that's trouble for a quarterback. Am I right? If your left tackle's not there and he's an all-pro.
Yeah.
Exactly. And Aaron Rodgers, I don't think he didn't get touched, Chris. Did they? There was one time he was in the end zone. You remember that? When they were all swarmed around him.
Right.
And he was somehow able to get the ball out. He looked good. The big play, it could have been 40 points if Lazard didn't miss the other one. You remember the one downfield?
Yep.
That he dropped? That was another one he was open. And I do believe there was one other one where Aaron Rodgers overthrew a receiver. Do you remember that? Was that Scantling?
Yeah. Valdez Scantling.
Yeah, that was another one.
But they ran
the ball. They did everything that they wanted to do. It looked like to me, even when the Rams made it a little closer, when they got the ball back, they just immediately moved down the field. And they got a three-headed monster now at running back, which is I've never seen for them. So I think that opens up. And then the stat that just floored me, of course, is the on play action this season, 21 touchdowns, no picks. I mean, just an incredible on the play action because you got to respect the run, Chris. You just have to, right? You got to bite a little bit when he fakes it to a running back.
Right. Well, I don't think, look, Rodgers was really good. I don't think he was spectacular. I think he was good. I think the run game, he threw it well, and the run game was great. Like, I thought they were following the run game, but like you said, he did throw it well. But I didn't think he was doing anything super special until the long bomb for, 57 yards or 58 yards? Yeah, that to Lazard. But – outside of that, I thought he was managing it. And he was managing it well. But that run game was so strong that I thought.
What about his run game and the move he put on the DB? I mean on the linebacker.
Yeah, it was a nice little move. Yeah.
That's one of those, Chris, they always tell you you gotta stay on your feet. But it's hard because with that fake.
You know he can throw. Right.
So you're just trying to bat it down, right? At that point.
I felt, though, I mean, look, we all know how great Aaron Rodgers is, and we know what his legacy, or at least we know what the floor of his legacy is, right?
No, you know, right.
First ballot,
right.
Hall of Famer, all that stuff. I don't think this, for those that are, you know, if he win, like, looking for him to raise up a notch, I don't think this proved. This was nice. You dismantled the number one defense in the league. But I don't think this validates an MVP season, which he certainly had, because the bottom line is he's got to get to the Super Bowl.
Nah, but see, I that narrative you have right here is we got to talk about what's in front of us. We all know that that's the goal for every player. So not just there. No. Hear me out. Can you hear me out? But let's talk about the game here. We could talk about, you know, you always jump into the next game. Let's talk about what he did to the number one defense. And had he failed, Chris, coming into the game, you were saying that he had to worry, or what was the saying?
No, if he lost, it was going to be a stain on his legacy.
Okay, right. But he didn't lose, and he played well, and his team did stuff. That's all I'm saying. I think the talk of course, if he beats Tom Brady and the Bucks, then it'll be like, well, that's nice, but he beat a 43-year-old quarterback. He still has to win the Super Bowl. We can do that all day. We get it. But Aaron Rodgers, again, with this team this year, the year he's had, he now has 50 touchdowns, 5 picks. He's had an incredible season. That's all I'm saying is he's playing as well as I've ever seen. I think he's playing better than the Super Bowl year.
Well, what it is, and I'm going to say what I want to say. He should be looking at, like, let's say they win this Super Bowl. And we're talking about Deshaun Watson and Russell Wilson want to say, if I'm Aaron Rodgers and I see the way they're clicking, I'm looking back at those years in between Super Bowl appearances, or if they get there, and I'm upset.
That's a waste of time.
I'm not saying you have to, you know, cry about it. I'm not saying you have to let it ruin your great career that you had, but I would look at it like, man. And I think a lot of observers will look at it like, man, had they had a Matt LaFleur with a more sophisticated offense, Aaron Rodgers might have won more rings.
But Chris, this is the other part though. You know, it's easy, it's on hindsight to say that, but what if they would have hired the wrong coach? What if they would have hired the wrong coach or the wrong general manager, and they made other moves? I get it, sure, but I think to live in the past, if I'm Aaron Rodgers, I'm thinking about the future.
Just understand it.
Here's what I'm looking at. If he can do this at 37, and he's able to win it, just say he's able to win a Super Bowl, the ending of his career has opened up. When you look at the quarterbacks in the NFC, Chris, with Drew Brees retiring, Tom Brady a year or so away from retiring. When you start to look, the 5 best quarterbacks in the NFL, what was that, Football Focus? The 5 best, 4 are in the AFC and Aaron Rodgers. Like, when you look down the roster of the NFC, Russell Wilson's there, Aaron Rodgers, and who, Chris? All the great young quarterbacks are in the AFC.
The 3 of the best 5 are in the AFC. But Russell Wilson's there.
Tom Brady, like you said,
he'll be there next year. And then Kyler Murray's, I think, going to keep improving.
But I'm just saying.
There's an opportunity. A few years ago, nobody would have thought Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen were going to emerge. You know,
no,
so
I get it. I'm just saying.
We don't know what the landscape holds.
But the younger, the best stars right now are in the AFC as far as quarterback, the top quarterback.
I think where he'd be excited about the future is just what this offense is. Like you said, they got a running game
than he's had before.
And a more sophisticated offense. A lot more motion, a lot more movement. So they look good. But like I said, this was nice. I don't know what you want me to say. He played well.
You don't have to say anything.
But
you
I'm gonna
turn
this.
Your mic off.
He better win. He better win Sunday. If we're talking about, he validated his MVP season. You gotta win, baby.
No,
this is
no.
About
the
rings.
Point is, we've seen the team that before. Was in front of him was the number one ranked defense. Chris, you came on here. Well, Brandon Marshall said that the Rams are going to beat him. Ryan
Did
Clark
I say
said
the Rams are going to beat him?
No, I'm just. Okay. But that was your ammo.
I don't care what Brandon
no,
said.
That was yes. It, you did care because
no,
that's why you brought
that
it
for
up.
Context. I no. didn't say it. If I didn't say it, it don't matter.
You tried to get Greg Jennings. Greg
well,
said
I,
that he
no,
picked
I
the
he had said
the
I thought
the Rams
he had said
too.
That. I caught
no,
the
but,
conversation
but,
late.
But you were validating their points. It wasn't your point. Your point was that
point?
Other
was
NFL guys are saying that the Rams, oh, Aaron Rodgers can't beat a team like the Rams because they
did
at the quarterback.
How did I say that when Greg Jennings came on our show and said he's picking the Packers?
No, but
and
you
Brandon
originally
Marshall
thought
was
it was.
The only guy said pick the Rams.
No, you didn't. You said him and Ryan Clark.
I didn't say Ryan Clark on the
yes,
air pick the
yes,
Rams.
You did.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't.
We could get the tape.
Get the tape.
Let's go
I mean,
to the radio
anyway,
tape.
That's not my words. Anyway, I picked the Packers. What I'm telling you is I'm not going to sit here and gloat over Aaron Rodgers.
Nobody's asking you to gloat. All I'm saying is let's talk about the game in front of him.
He's
that's
way
all.
Beyond
let's
that.
Let's talk about that.
He's
that's
way
all.
Beyond
we don't,
that.
The
he's got to do more than win
just
one
like Friday.
Game.
What if he loses? What if he loses? Let's do a topic
go
on
ahead,
what if
go
he loses.
And take, just, Rob,
it doesn't
take
make
the
any sense. Let's talk about the
and
game.
And sing your praise to Aaron Rodgers. Go ahead.
I'm good.
Alex, give him some soft music.
I'm good. We don't need to do all that.
Throw us some Luther.
We need 877-99 on Fox.
Throw us some
Luther. Aaron Rodgers show you
go
on,
ahead.
On
give
on
me
Saturday.
Some soft music.
Let's do that.
Aaron Rodgers, he was awesome.
Let's just do that. Turn
Yo,
that music
give me
off,
some soft
Alex.
Music.
Turn
I'll
that
do
off.
It. I'll
don't
do
get
it this
turn
rival.
That off. We don't need to
Aaron
hear that.
Aaron Rodgers
don't,
was
don't,
the man.
Don't what
did you
call it?
Did you see those
every time?
Throws.
Every time Chris
the
doesn't have anything
one
to say,
defense.
Put some music on.
Mike,
let's talk
he
about
actually
down
won
4 years from now.
A second
let's
round
go and play the tape.
Game.
Day one
wow.
where Chris said
did
that
you see
Mahomes
that?
Was going to win the MVP. You remember that? Let's play that.
Did you see that? He won a second round playoff game. That's enough because he's A-Rod. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob. Did Aaron Rodgers prove anything in the Packers' dismantling of the Rams on Sunday? Your turn to weigh in next. I couple Fox Sports Radio. I put Aaron Rodgers in my mouth anytime I want.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Picks app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It is the iCouple, Chris and Rob, on a Martin Luther King Day, also a Magic City Monday. We're coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. You can call 1-888-FARMERS. That's 1-888-FARMERS right now to switch, and you can save a bundle on your auto insurance. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in on Aaron Rodgers and the Packers' performance against that vaunted Rams defense. Did Rodgers prove anything by the way they ran over the Rams?
All right, let's kick it off with John in New Zealand. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, John?
Good day, mates. How you guys doing?
Man, doing
John,
great.
What's happening, man?
What's up, guys? I was watching the highlights of the weekend and just thinking, is there anything better than seeing a talking head explode? And I can't wait to see Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl. And then what on earth is Rob going to do?
Hey, you, as happy as you might be, you will not be as happy as me unless you got a bet with somebody that's going to give you two pairs of Air Jordans if Tom Brady makes the Super Bowl.
I was just thinking, as Tom Brady starts winning, I can imagine Rob sitting there going, uh-oh. But getting back to Aaron Rodgers, I just wanted to say, can you imagine if Tom Brady had turned in that performance? Well, let's say he turned in the performance that Russell Wilson put in 2 weeks ago, even worse, or a week ago, that would be even worse. But Aaron Donald had been injured, I mean, he was being manhandled by one guy, let alone being double teamed. And if he had thrown what should have been two interceptions in the red zone, I can just imagine Rob going, he's washed up. There should have been two interceptions. It's
That's
all a fraud.
Nick,
That's
in South
Rob,
Carolina,
admitted.
You're
that
on the
odd
couple Fox Sports Radio.
You
What's
think
up,
that was
Nick?
Good, Rob? That was good. Nick.
Oh, yeah. Hey, what's
Nick,
up, guys? How are you?
What's up, man? We good.
Good. Hey, I'm a fan of Rodgers. He's been carrying the Packers this past decade, and he played great. I mean, it's as impressive of a performance by a QB against a great defense. But, you know, with that being said, we've seen this movie before. You know, Rodgers has a great divisional game, and then
pretty much struggles in the NFC Championship game this past decade. So I think Chris is right. I mean, he has to win this Sunday. Otherwise, all those stats that Rob does use to prove Rodgers' greatness aren't really going to mean much. So I think he has all the ingredients to win, but he just can't have a bad day at the office like he did earlier this year.
Look, 1-3 in NFC title game, 78 passer rating.
Ham in New Jersey, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Ham?
What's up, fellas? You guys got to calm down over there. You guys are a little too heated. I know where Rob is coming from. He's all because Chris is trying to play it down. But me, as a Packers fan, even I know that the job's not finished. We're not satisfied with this win. We want more. We want the title.
You need it. Yes. The job is not close to finished.
All right, Leo Absolutely. In New York City. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Leo?
Oh, how's it going, guys?
What's up, Leo?
What happened to the Geico Fox Studio? Now it's State Farm Studio?
It's the Farmers. No, Farmers Insurance.
Yeah, the Farmers Insurance. What happened to Geico?
Give them their
Anyways.
Props. We're not worried about Geico.
Leo, it's Farmers Insurance. Come on, man. Things change as time goes on.
We are Farmers.
All right, what's your question, Leo?
Okay, I want to say that, you know, I'm with Chris on this one. I don't think Aaron showed anything. Last year, it was exactly where he is this year. He reached the championship game and then got bounced. So, right, all you did was getting back to where you were last year. So, if you get to the Super Bowl, now we can start talking about progression. If he had lost this game, we'll be talking about regression. You're just right where you were last year. And we're talking about his performance.
I couldn't disagree with you more. There were people out there who thought the Rams matched up well against the Packers and could beat them in that game. And not only did they win, they won convincingly. So that was a roadblock, and I get it. Yes, they're back in the NFC Championship game, but it's not the same team from a year ago. And they didn't play the number one ranked defense that hadn't given up all the yards and the points and the numbers and being scored on the first three possessions. They haven't done that all year. So I get it. Yes, they're back in the NFC, but it's not the same team, and it isn't the same results. You can't just look at it and go, well, that's the same thing they did last year. No, it's not. It's totally different. And remember, they had to win. They had to beat the Saints in order to have a chance to get the number one seed. They did that. They had to beat the Bears the last game of the year in order to secure the bye and the number one seed. It was in the balance. They had to play for it. That's all I'm saying.
All right, we will get into this and so much more with our next guest. It's our one of our favorites, Hall of Famer, Super Bowl champion, Rod Woodson. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It's our man, the Super Bowl champion, Hall of Fame defensive back, Rod Woodson. Rod, how are you, brother?
I'm doing good, my brothers from another mother. What's going on there?
What's happening?
We are good, man. Well, let's start with one of your former teams, the Ravens. Obviously, they went down to Buffalo. And, you know, people are now once again questioning Lamar Jackson. Are those questions warranted, or are people making too much out of just a playoff loss?
I don't think they're warranted. You know, I think, you know, Lamar got his a playoff victory. I thought that, you know, obviously the offense itself is a running first offense. They have to be able to establish a running game to set up their passing attack. And if, you know, obviously, you know, you look at Dobbins, as he definitely came on, you know, late in the year. But if you look at their receiving core outside of their tight ends, you look at their receiving core, who do they have?
Right.
You know, so give him some weapons on the outside. Give him some more receivers. You know they got a running game. We know their defense has played solid football the last couple years. It doesn't really matter who the defense coordinator is. They seem like they always have good defenses, right? So I just really believe that it's blown out of proportion because we want him as a young quarterback to play the best football like he's a 5-year, 6-year vet, and he hasn't. And I think we know it's a run first offense. I think they need more skill position players to help him, and so they can win those one-on-one matchups.
I would really like to see him. I'm sorry, Rob. I'd like to see him. You saw what Stephon Diggs did for Josh Allen, what DeAndre Hopkins did for Kyler Murray. I'd like to see him with an elite receiver.
Absolutely. That's what I'm talking about. I think they need to find that guy for him. And, you know, we know they put a lot of stock in their running attack. They have over the last couple of years. But I think now they need to put stock into the receiving core. You know, they got some solid tight ends. They got to find a player on the outside that can win those one-on-one matchups so they can't always stack the box. And if you stack the box, then – obviously, he's shown you that he can throw deep balls, he can throw fades, he can throw those type of balls on a consistent basis. So try to help him out on the outside.
Hey, Rod, what did you make of – there were some people who thought the Rams matched up, you know, the number one defense against the Packers, and the Packers almost put up 500 yards on them, ran the ball, threw the ball. What did you make of the Packers and Aaron Rodgers' performance against the Rams?
Tell you how good Aaron Rodgers is. that's what it tells you. I mean, that dude's – I mean, he's a player. And Davante Adams, he's a player, you know. And, you know, I know Jalen Ramsey had an outstanding year. And they have the best defensive player in the National Football League playing on their D-line. But when you play against a quarterback that is generational like Aaron Rodgers, and he's very comfortable, and they're – you know, you have a Davante Adams who just – he's a difference maker. And the way they play, you know, this past week, it showed you how good they were. And, you know, I just think, you know, obviously the offense didn't help them at all. And it was relied just really on their defense. You know, and their defense is, you know, that game, you know, the Green Bay Packer offense was better. And we know that they played extremely well, and they played so well throughout the year that the defense coordinator got a head coaching job.
Right.
So
yeah. Oh, yeah.
We knew how good they were, but they just got outplayed against a really good offense versus a quarterback that's obviously going to be in the Hall of Fame when he retires 5 years later. And there's nothing to be ashamed of that. Now, for them, they need to figure out what their offense is going to look like.
Right.
You know, is it going to be Goff? Who's going to be their quarterback? What's the system going to look like
from
starting next year?
Well, let me speaking of quarterbacks going to the Hall of Fame, which Drew Brees is, how surprised how poorly he played last night and probably his last game. Three interceptions, just his arm didn't look strong. You know, we've talked about this over the last couple of years. I think he's lost his last three home playoff games or whatever. What did you make of Drew Brees' performance?
Well, I mean, you know, Todd Bowles has really brought that Tampa 2 defense back, right? I mean, even though they played some tight man-to-man defense, but they, you know, they did get an interception on the one when they were playing man-to-man. You know, they got the other interception off of cover two. He brought that style back, and, you know, playing in that tight man-to-man, and you got to think about it, Thomas didn't have a catch. He had four targets. He couldn't get off of man-to-man. I mean, they just played tight man-to-man, then they switched up blitzing a little bit more than you normally would see with Todd Bowles, and then they played those zones. And it gave Drew a lot of different looks that he was uncomfortable with. They got a lot of pressure from the inside. And when you know you have a quarterback that's not a mobile quarterback, that's where you want to get your pressure from. And he was uncomfortable. And, you know, so you give all the credit to Todd Bowles and that game plan that he had for Drew Brees, because he understood what they did the previous two games, and he combated that. And obviously they weren't ready for what Todd Bowles did to him in that game.
Rod Woodson, Hall of Fame defensive back, joining the Odd Couple. I got to ask you this, Rod, like, because their defensive backfield, to me, had looked bad for more than a month. And I was really worried about them going into this game. How did they kind of – it seemed like flip a switch, and all of a sudden they were playing great. Yeah, it looked like a different defensive backfield. How did that happen?
I mean, they played good football. I mean, you know, K-Rock, who's one of the defensive back coaches, you know, this probably challenged him. I would believe that Todd Bowles challenged his guys, saying, listen – we know that Thomas is a player, but he's not a speed guy, so he's not going to run away from you. So I'm challenging all you guys to challenge yourself on every single down. And they did that. I mean, they challenged these guys on every single down when they were playing man-to-man. It didn't matter if they were a reduced split. It didn't matter if they were wide split. If they were in man-to-man, they were pressing these guys. And then they showed some press, and they bailed out, and then they put some cover two behind it. And then they got pressure with their front four. And when you do that stuff to quarterbacks, you give them a lot of different looks, it gives them some issues at times, even though you're playing against a Hall of Fame quarterback in Drew Brees. It gives them a different look, and I think that was a great game plan that they did. And those guys step up to the challenge, and you have to give all the credit to that coaching staff.
Have you had concussions? I'm assuming you've had a couple in your career. Have you?
Oh yeah, I've had quite a few, more than a couple.
Okay, yeah, I'm figuring
you probably
played through a lot of them, right? Different now, Chris. Right, like now, back then you got back in the game. They gave you some smelling salt, and put you back in there. But Patrick Mahomes, once he went down, did you think there was a chance Cleveland could pull that out? And what about the last call by Andy Reid, which I thought was a dumb call and dangerous?
Hey, that takes some kahunas, man.
Right?
That takes some kahunas. I mean, just listen, nobody in the whole universe who watches NFL football thought that they were going to throw the football. Nobody did.
They thought they were just trying to draw.
But wait a minute,
sides, right?
You know who said it? It was
Romo
on CBS.
Was saying it.
Romo said, look at their body language. They don't have a play. They're just going to try to draw. Like that's what he said, and everybody was stunned. I was totally stunned.
I mean, it really was, because you look at the odds, and you got a quarterback who's only threw a couple passes in the playoffs in his history, in his career, and Henny did a great job. He threw the ball on the money. It was a really good design. It was a really simple play, and it's kind of a extended run because it's not a real long pass. But it caught everybody off guard. I mean, Romo said it. Nobody thought about it. I mean, when it happened, I was like, oh, you got to be kidding me.
That's what I thought.
That is a tough, great call by Andy Reid, but that tells you how much confidence he has in all his playmakers across the board, including his backup quarterback and Henny, saying that he can make that type of throw. Because Henny doesn't have a strong arm now. Henny has a strong arm. He showed that he can throw all kind of balls in his career. And
can they win that game with Henny if he has to play? Can they win that game, the AFC Championship?
That will be – I think that's going to be a tough task, because I think the Buffalo Bills are playing really good football. I think they need all their weapons. They really need Mahomes. And, you know, honestly, listen to Andy Reid. Andy Reid already said that Mahomes, he wanted to come back in the game. But since you have an independent neurologist sitting there, they're saying, no, you're in a concussion protocol. You cannot go back in the game. We're trying to help you down the road. So I would think with – all that said and done, I would think that it would take – I mean, he would really, really have to be bad for Patrick Mahomes not to play in that championship game.
Rod, with Cleveland, obviously they looked pretty good. Even, you know, they were – I think it was double-digit deficit when Mahomes went out. But next year, does OBJ just fit in seamlessly, or does he have to kind of adjust his attitude to come back in that team?
Well, let me say this. Just because they won this year doesn't mean they're going to win next year. That's for any team in the National Football League. You know,
it's a year
just
by
because
year
you,
league.
Right. Just because you won a certain way last year or this year doesn't mean you're going to win that same way next year. Everybody's going to game plan for you a certain way. Everything's going to be a little bit tougher because they know how good you are now. So now you're going to face better game planning, so to speak. You're going to face team's better efforts, so to speak, because everybody was thinking the Cleveland Browns are the Cleveland Browns. You know, they're the Brownies, but they're really not. They're a solid football team. So everybody's on notice. But OBJ is going to add to it. I mean, that's another weapon. And that's the one thing they didn't have. The one thing they didn't have was somebody that can take the top off of the defense and can take – and even though I love Landry – I think he's a playmaker. I think he's a pro's pro. But OBJ, he's just a difference maker. So when he touches the football, he can make a 5-yard route into an 80-yard touchdown. And that's something they didn't have. And I think that's going to add to their offense. Now, does he work in well with everybody? I hope he does, because he is a great player, and hopefully they'll find a way to get it all worked out.
Man, you don't – you a Raven and a Steeler? You don't want that.
He's a great player. You didn't ask me that question. That wasn't the question, though. Right?
I'm just messing with you.
That wasn't the question.
All right, Rod, great stuff as always, brother. We appreciate it.
I appreciate you guys, man. I'll talk to you soon.
Yes, stay well.
All right. Is there a new powerhouse in the NBA? We saw a little bit of it Saturday. We'll get into that next. It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call Farmers today and get yourself a quote and save yourself some money. We got into it a little bit at the top of the hour, Rob. Brooklyn, James Harden made his debut on Saturday against Orlando. They beat Orlando, close game, but they beat him. He was phenomenal, 32 points. I believe 14 assists and 12 rebounds, became the first player ever to have a 30-point triple-double in his debut with the team. And Kevin Durant, not to be outdone, went over 40. I think he's at, was it 42 or 47? 42?
I thought he had 42 because it's 42 and 32.
I think I'll check it out. But, yeah, he was phenomenal. So they're up 57-56 right now as halftime with the Bucks. And, look, if they beat the Bucks, and I'm not going to make too much, you know, out of a regular
it
season.
It is a
NBA
January game.
You know, two games with James Harden, like, and you're beating the arguably the top team in the East. One of your big guns, Kyrie Irving, isn't in yet. This would be a good win for them because it would show that if they can just get this thing, you know, get some time together, that they could.
And they got plenty
really
of time,
be very
Chris.
Dangerous. Absolutely.
There's 50-some-odd games. I mean, there's a long way to go in this NBA season. If they could all just figure it out, and the people, I get it, it's not the perfect team. And, Chris, I do believe as soon as some of the other teams fall out, you know, on the trade deadline, they'll be able to get a big man or two. They'll be able to get somebody.
Well, they actually have three roster spots. They've got the mid-level exception. Like, they have some ways that they may get a disabled player exception as well for Spencer Dinwiddie. So
right.
they got a lot to work with. We'll see what's out there. I think, Rob, their biggest question, and, you know, people can talk about the defense, and, yeah, we'll see, you know, what kind of defense they play. Like you said, can they get a stop?
It's about stops in the playoffs. You know that. Right. I mean, I'm not saying
you can't be horrible defensively,
but
you don't have to be spectacular either.
You don't have to be like the 2004 Pistons and hold you under 90 right. points. You
Absolutely.
Don't have to play like that. Right. They had to do that for a reason because they couldn't
42.
Score, right?
Right, right. And it was just a whole different era. They ushered in a different era. You know that.
Right.
Because they teams used to score a lot till they came along. But to me, Rob, the big question, and we obviously don't have the answer yet because he's out tonight as well, is Kyrie. Not talent. We know how great this kid is. But where's his head going to be at? You know, just one as far as in how much into the game is he going to be? And I'm not saying I don't think he will be, but this is odd. This was something that's virtually unprecedented where a guy just kind of steps away this early in the season. And he hadn't, remember, he was injured last year, you know, so only right. played 20 games last year. So he hadn't played a lot of ball lately. But where's his head going to be at as far as wanting to play? And then secondly, adjusting to Harden. I wasn't worried about Kyrie and KD. And I'm not worried about Harden and KD when it's, you know, just a duo. But having three straight-up scorers who that's primarily what they do, it's a challenge. And so I think, Rob, to me, I think the best thing would be Harden on the ball primarily and Kyrie is more of a two-guard because he's such a great scorer. And I think Harden is as good a passer as Kyrie is. I think Harden's a better passer.
Right.
And playmaker, but, you know, we'll see how they do it.
Yeah, I this is a work in progress, but the potential, Chris, the upside is huge. And anybody who saw that debut of Harden had to go like, what? I think I even saw on Instagram Shannon Sharp, you know, who's the biggest LeBron guy going.
Right.
Who was like, they look pretty amazing together. You know what
Did
I mean?
Did he say, like, uh-oh?
Yeah, like, You know, it's one thing for people to say, well, this ain't going to work, and he's James Harden's right, out right, of shape right. and all that other stuff. He'll be in shape by the time the playoffs come around.
Oh, yeah. He'll be in shape much earlier than that, too, you know.
But you know what I mean, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I just think, Rob, like I said, a duo, the games aren't a perfect fit. That's my only question. And we'll see. I can't wait to see Kyrie with these guys and just see how it works. But if they figure it out, whoo, we're in for a great finals. And we're for another hour. Tony Dungy at the top. Keep it locked.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.